Four European Union envoys this week pressed the Ugandan government to investigate and possibly prosecute a former health minister and two of his deputies for mismanaging funds provided to the Ugandan government by the Geneva-based Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis and Malaria. The group last year temporarily suspended $367 million in funding to Uganda, citing financial mismanagement. The suspension prompted the Ugandan government to launch an investigation, and Global Fund lifted its suspension 3 months later. But in a report they released this week, several EU diplomats expressed concern over the timeline of the investigation. While Uganda's President Yoweri Museveni did remove Health Minister Jim Muhwezi and his two deputies, Mike Mukula and Alex Kamungisha, the report said that they should swiftly face prosecution for their actions. It said that the three had lied unashamedly without blinking an eye under oath while testifying before the panel about money spent on bogus fact-finding trips around the country. In a response to the report, Information Minister Nsaba Buturu told VOA that the Ugandan government is committed to fighting embezzlement and the action is being taken.
First of all, the Minister of Health, which used some of the funding, has already refunded the money they used. Secondly, a number of non-governmental organizations are also returning the funds which were given to them. Thirdly, the police is already taking action recommended in the report by the judge on some of the individuals, particularly those who are not intending to appeal in the higher court.
The controversy over the misuse of funds has damaged Uganda's image as one of the most successful AIDS fighters in Africa. Since 1992, HIV prevalence in Uganda has dropped by more than half. Niko Nyeki for VOA, Nairobi.